Grindr is perhaps the best known of the location-based gay dating apps. Matt Green has discovered Grindr's not only about looking for love or hookups. It can also be a place to find people searching for some sort of spiritual, even religious connection.
There is also a component that's very real of community organizing.
Matt Green comes from Ann Arbor. He's a second-year rabbinical student at New York City's Hebrew Union College, and he's become known as the Grindr Rabbi, using Grindr to reach out to gay Jews in New York City. Matt explains how GPS-enabled apps are changing the way people connect.
I mean, there's an idea that Grindr killed the gay bar, and the reason why is because gay men are on Grindr, finding each other on Grindr, and they don't need to go to a physical space to meet each other. And that reality, I think, is really important in terms of religious or cultural community organizing. That's a sort of principle that is real across the board, gay or straight or whatever, that people are using apps and are using technology to communicate in ways that are so far beyond the physical realm of what we were doing 30, 40 years ago.
So, can you build spiritual ties through a dating app like Grindr? Matt takes us to the very beginning and explains how this idea came about.
Basically, I began rabbinical school last year in Israel, and when I came back from Israel, I downloaded Grindr and posted on my profile that I was becoming a rabbi. And so all of these people started reaching out to me about, what's that like? Can you be a gay rabbi? And then a million other questions after that, like, how do you keep kosher and so on? And basically, I had this idea that there had to be some way of bringing all of these people together. And essentially, that was the beginning of the project. My school at the beginning of this academic year mentioned that there was a program designed to inspire entrepreneurship and offer micro grants to pursue little projects. And I put the two together and I remembered this idea and the project was born.
And so I'm guessing there wasn't really any pushback from your teachers at Hebrew Union College. Was there any pushback when people began to realize kind of what the purpose of Grindr is?
Not really. I think that's been really interesting because I was pretty honest from the very start. I portrayed Grindr as the largest LGBT social network, which is true. And in addition to that, I fielded some questions about the sort of hookup nature of how Grindr is perceived. And people were a little bit skeptical, but in general, they were open-minded. I mean, the Reform Movement of Judaism, which Hebrew Union College is a part of, is the biggest movement of Judaism, but it's also the mainstream liberal movement of Judaism. So, in general, gay rights is pretty important to the movement.
I'm interested in the kinds of questions and what you're getting from the people who are reaching out to you. I'm wondering, is it to reconnect with their spiritual roots? Is it to build a social Jewish community or all of the above?
I think on some level it is all of the above. I mean, I had a conversation with a conservative rabbi this weekend about it, actually. And he pointed out that people who are on Grindr are searching. They may be searching or looking for all kinds of different things, but one thing they are looking for is connection. And connection is assumed to mean a romantic or sexual connection, but realistically, it's also a communal or social connection. And so I think the spiritual piece is important, but it's also about using Grindr to create a community, to basically organize as a form of community organizing. I think more than anything else, it was a surprise because people started reaching out to me once I put it on my profile that I was in rabbinical school. People just opened up. And the funny thing, too, is people not only have a lot of questions, but I think have a lot of anger. They want to talk about their bad experiences with their childhood rabbis or with other rabbis they've had throughout their lives. And specifically in the gay community, that's a really interesting thing because even though I come from a mainstream movement that is incredibly progressive on gay rights, it's also true that organized religion in general is not exactly home or has not been home to the LGBT community. And I think specifically Judaism as well, Orthodox Judaism and more traditional strains of Judaism, regardless even of the posturing or the statements made by rabbis, it's still not always that welcoming. And so I guess I was tapping into this sort of sense of a desire to fit in. And I was really sort of moved by people's reaching out to me and people asking me questions.
So in a sense, what you're doing can be healing. You are doing a ministry.
In a sense, definitely. I mean, admittedly, it's kind of hard for me even now to say that I'm doing a ministry on Grindr. And also, it's important to note that I'm still only 2 years into my rabbinical training. And so the idea of me actually being a pastoral figure is still new. But yeah, actually, yes, I would say that there's certainly potential for some sort of ministry work on Grindr. And I think many of the conversations I've had and the connections I've made have been that. And also, that's an interesting segue into the potential for Grindr to be used by other pastoral figures. I mean, the community organizing piece and the one-on-one nature of the pastoral piece of Grindr actually do speak really promisingly to the goals and objectives of liberal religion.
And you've begun hosting Sabbath dinners, haven't you? And those Friday evening dinners are truly the heart of Jewish life, aren't they?
Yeah, so that's been actually really fun and I think really important to what I'm trying to do more broadly. Those dinners, just to give you an image, are a group of 10 or 12 people coming together, most of whom who don't know each other, because I've met virtually all of them on Grindr, and maybe they've talked to one another on Grindr or seen one another's profiles, but in all likelihood, they don't know each other. And they come to my house, and we say the blessings for the wine and the challah bread, and then we continue on with a really spiritually uplifting dinner of kosher food in which we're together as Jews talking about things that matter to us as Jews and as gay Jews, which is a really important void to fill.
Matt, how do you hope to grow this, we'll call it your Grindr ministry, this Grindr outreach?
Yeah, ministry is an interesting word. The word I use often is minyan, which is a casual word for Jews, technically a quorum of 10 religious Jews necessary for prayer, but a group of any Jews. So we call it the Grindr minyan. And basically, I'd really love to build an LGBT or queer community in Brooklyn of Jews, maybe around Shabbat services or maybe just Shabbat dinner, but in any case, Shabbat experiences in the neighborhood for this community. But then separate from that, what I really like to do outside of building this specific community is enable and empower people to replicate this idea elsewhere. I think it's really easy to do. Reaching out to people on Grindr, posting something on a profile about hosting a Shabbat dinner, and essentially doing the same thing in Michigan or in Seattle or wherever. Actually, a couple weeks ago, there was a dinner in L.A. A friend of mine hosted a similar dinner in Los Angeles, basically reaching out to people on Grindr, and it was also very effective. He had about 12 people show up. And it was exactly like what I described, the traditional blessings, the sorts of conversation about queer identity and Jewish identity. And I'd love to see that replicated all over the place.
Matt Green comes from Ann Arbor and East Lansing. He's a second-year rabbinical student at New York City's Hebrew Union College. And his nickname is the Grindr Rabbi, as he uses Grindr to reach out to Jews in New York and in Brooklyn. Matt, it was a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.